What's good, everybody? Welcome back to Small Talk, the show where we discuss the latest trends and topics all over social media. It's your host Farai, and today when I'm recording this, it is 3:50 p.m. on Sunday. I'll give it up for week three of consistency. You know, shout out to me for that. And shout out to y'all for who've been listening to the podcast and tuning in. And some of y'all been sharing it, so I appreciate y'all for real. Man, it's been a long week, honestly. I'm pretty tired, so if my voice sounds pretty low, I have a deep voice, but at the same time I'm very tired, and low-key I'm kind of getting sick, not with the you know the stuff that's going around, but like, you know, the regular cold type sickness. So I'm vaccinated, I'm good, even though you can still get the sickness with the whole, you know, I'm good. Just yeah. But yeah, I hope everybody's week has been good. This podcast today, this episode's probably gonna be short. We're on episode 17, golly. That's a lot of episodes. And this is the third episode in a week, so shout out to the consistency, man. Really, I'm just trying to keep it up as much as possible. Just trying to grow every time I hop on this mic and press record. I'm just trying to put it out there, put the podcast out there, and grow, and just keep growing. There's definitely areas I could improve in, but we working on that. We definitely working on that. So to start off the podcast, I got a couple of announcements. So next week there probably won't be a podcast, since I have to travel back home for Thanksgiving, and I'm gonna be working at home and all that, and I don't feel like bringing like my mic and my laptop. I just want to like focus on just enjoying my holiday and being with my friends and family and all that stuff. So I think it's a good time to have a little break. But I should be back next Sunday, the next Sunday after that. So hopefully there's a podcast then. If not, I'll let y'all know. But actually, after that weekend, I have to go to Connecticut the next weekend so I can get my degree. So I'm having my graduation ceremony for my master's, so I gotta get my degree and do all that stuff. So that's on Sunday, December 5th. So there probably won't be a podcast then either, or I'll probably do one before I leave, if anything. So that might also be a short episode. I'm gonna try to do a short episode for that one, hopefully. So that'll probably be episode like 19 18 19, because it really all depends on what happens the week after, the Sunday after Thanksgiving. So yeah, look forward to that. Also, if you didn't notice, I did change my YouTube channel for the billionth time. So the YouTube channel is now the podcast channel, but I also will start streaming on that YouTube channel again. So if you didn't know, when I first created that channel, it was specifically a live streaming gaming channel, right? So I started playing Spider-Man, Miles Morales, and Outlast 2, I think. And I don't know where, I just wasn't in the right mind space of consistency. I don't know, I just gave up on it too quickly. But I did gain some subs over there, so hopefully I could just post a podcast here on there on Monday, as well as like maybe other small clips of the podcast, as well as like stream on maybe Tuesday and Thursdays. I'm thinking Tuesday, Thursdays, and Saturdays, maybe. I'm still trying to work out the schedule, but I think that will be the schedule. The only thing I have a problem with the schedule is that, so I'm, as an accountant, like, you know, busy season's coming up, and if you don't know what busy season is, that's when we're doing like all these taxes for different corporations. That starts in January and obviously goes all the way until April 15th. So I'm going to be busy from like the beginning of January up until at least like March. So I don't know how I'm going to be able to stream on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So that's a little thing I'm concerned about. But I should probably just start doing it Tuesdays and Thursdays. And then like when things get busy, I should just adjust to like maybe just Saturdays and maybe Sundays. I don't know, I'll figure it out. But yeah, definitely look out for that streaming on YouTube again. And dropping the podcast. Hopefully this podcast episode will be on YouTube. So if you are watching it from YouTube, make sure to like and subscribe to the YouTube channel. If you even if you aren't watching on YouTube, just like and subscribe to the YouTube channel, fam. Like, you know, just help me out here. We just trying to grow. That's all we're trying to do. Like I said, it'd be first episode of the podcast. We just trying to grow. So help a brother out, please. It's free. But yeah, that's my announcement. So let's get into the show. Like I said, it's gonna be a probably short, quick episode. Honestly, this doesn't even go past 15 minutes. Don't even be surprised. I didn't get a lot of news this week, honestly, and as well as, like I said, I'm not feeling the best today. So I kind of just wanted to get this show out quickly as possible and go rest for the rest of the day, and you know, make small edits to this, and yeah, rest up, you know, get ready for the week, all that stuff. So starting off with Disney Plus Day happened on the 12th, so that was Friday. And Disney Plus, man, they're dropping hella stuff, bro. The announcements that Disney Plus made were crazy. I think the one that really sticked out to me was bringing back the Proud Family series, man. Bro, we were talking about the greatest cartoons last podcast episode, and I told y'all Proud Family is the like one of the best cartoons ever made, bro. At least for my generation, it's definitely one of the best cartoons ever made. And the fact that they're bringing it back on Disney Plus, bro, Disney Plus for me has been the best investment in a streaming service in a minute, bro. I bought Disney Plus the first day it came out. Like literally the day it dropped, I bought it, because I had, at the time I had Hulu. And then I think they were giving out the bundle where you buy Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN, and it was like $12. I was like a senior in college. I just started my senior year of college. I was like, bro, this is a deal right here. Like, you get three streaming services for $12, bro. If you want like four people on your Netflix account, that shit's like $10. So why not get three for the price of one right now? So I bought it. I started watching it. They kept dropping bangers, and then that's when the new Marvel shows came out, and they were bangers, and all these Marvel movies, and great shows, man. And I appreciate Disney Plus, man, and I can't wait for this Proud Family show that comes out February 2022. Like I said, though, I'm gonna be busy, but like, I'm definitely gonna make time for that show, man. I have to. That show is gonna be great. The animation looks great. It seems like they made new characters, and they developed the old characters in different series. Like I think Michael, if y'all remember Michael from the series, I think they said they made him trans or something like that. And like the character designs look different. Like it's gonna be a great show. There's like mad people starring in it now. Like, oh my god, it's gonna be great. I can't wait. They also announced like a bunch of new Marvel shows. Like I think Moon Knight got a show, She-Hulk got a show, somebody else got a show, and I was excited for that. And they just announcements on top of announcements, man. Like, you can't even name them all. It's amazing, bro. Like, I can't wait for all these shows to drop, because Disney Plus has been kind of dry, even though they dropped Shang-Chi and The Legend of the Ten Rings. I watched Shang-Chi when it came out, and it was a good movie. I might watch it again, but it's Disney Plus been kind of dry. Like, unless you're watching like some throwback shit, or like you're really interested in a Disney Channel original type shit, it's been dry, bro. So the fact that they announced all these stuff, I can't wait. I definitely can't wait. What's also what was announced this week was a Squid Game season 2 on Netflix. So the creator of Squid Game said that season 2 is coming, or it's in the works right now. They don't really know what the plot is yet. No one really knows what the plot is yet. Like I said, it's still being worked on, but I'm excited for it, but I still gotta see like how it turns out, because I heard season 2 might be a prequel to like how the Squid Game became, and I don't know if I feel like watching a prequel right now. Personally, I feel like you should save a prequel for like another season, personally, like probably when the actual story of Squid Game ends, maybe you should do a prequel then, I feel like. But like, you shouldn't drag out the prequel. It should be like a season or two and just call it a day. Not like five seasons of a prequel, like how Power is trying to do it right now. It's, I don't know. I don't think it's gonna be bad, but like, to me personally, I feel like Squid Game was kind of overhyped. It was a good show, but it was kind of stupid at the same time to me personally, because I mean, if I'm down bad, right, so I mean, this might be a spoiler, but like, if I'm down bad, right, I'm in debt, I'm in superior debt, why would I go to a remote island where I don't know where I am with a bunch of random ass people and try to do all these crazy ass challenges to win money, but if I don't complete the challenge, I die? Like, why would I do that to myself? At that point, I might as well just move out the country, change my name, and just live on a farm for the rest of my life. Like, if I'm that bad in debt, I'm leaving. I'm going to, shit, go to Brazil or something. I don't know, bro. Just get enough money to go to like Brazil or like some island somewhere, and then just live amongst, you know, the native people and try to just do that. Like, why do all of that just to like die? I guess it makes sense, because, you know, like, you don't have any other choice, and you really have nothing to lose it at that point. But like, I want to live, bro. Like, I get it, it's a mad money. Like, they were playing for mad money. I don't even know what it was in like compared to American money. It was something like in the billions though. But my life is not worth $1 billion, man. My life is priceless. So I don't get, I didn't like that aspect. Like, I never understood the aspect of Squid Game, but like, it was always it was an interesting show though. Like, I liked it. It was just too much, bro. I don't know. But also, Netflix during the week announced that there was gonna be a live action One Piece and Yu Yu Hakusho series on Netflix, which is kinda, I mean, I'm excited for it, but like, I feel like, well, this is for my anime heads, right? I don't think, ever since you watched, Dragon Ball Evolution, man. Ever since I watched Dragon Ball Evolution as a kid, I never trusted a live action anything. And if you're not an anime head, Dragon Ball Evolution was the equivalent of The Last Airbender. When they tried to make a live animation of Avatar The Last Airbender, you saw how that went. That movie was shit. Those are the two worst movies of all time. Those are definitely the two worst movies I ever watched. Why the fuck do you think I'm going to trust a One Piece and a Yu Yu Hakusho live animation? Now, I mean live action, not live animation. Now, the creator of both Yu Yu Hakusho and One Piece both gave the green light on this, and I'm pretty sure they're doing the behind the scenes work and everything about it, and you know, they're giving them the script and all that stuff, so they gave it the green light. So that gives me a little bit of optimism about the series. But personally, honestly, if you really want my full opinion, I'm not really excited for it. Now, granted, when it drops, am I gonna watch it? Hell yeah, I'm gonna watch it. I like it. I love anime. Like, I'm definitely gonna watch it, especially these two animes. I'm definitely gonna watch it. But if it flops, I wouldn't be surprised. I honestly wouldn't be surprised. The only thing they gotta do is make sure, honestly, for this thing to be good, they just gotta make sure the story matches up, the characters match up. Yeah, just the story and the characters match up. Like, no bullshit, no like mispronouncing characters' names. Like, keep that shit the same way it was in anime. Obviously with like the power-ups, like, I know that's gonna be very hard to do, whatever, right? Excuse me. But at the same time, keep it the same way it was in the anime. Keep it at least relatively close to what it was in the anime, and people will watch it. People will like it. If you do it in a way how M. Night Shyamalan, right? That's how you say it? Golly, I was stuttering all over the damn mic. Y'all get a song. Y'all make me sound crazy on this shit. But like, yeah, just don't do it like him, bro. Because like him, when it came to The Last Airbender, he had people mispronounce the names. The characters didn't even look like the actual characters from the animation. Like, they were saying Aang's name like Aang. I was like, bro, who the fuck is Aang? Who's Aang, bro? Like, yo, like, what the fuck? Like, don't, like, keep it the same. If his name is Aang, his name is fucking Aang, bro. It's not Aang. And I don't, honestly, I hated that, bro. I hated that movie so much. Just don't be like M. Night Shyamalan, please. Please. That's the only way for this thing to be successful. Because I'm definitely going to watch it. And, bro, like, to me, Yu Yu Hakusho is, like, my second favorite anime of all time behind Naruto. If they fuck that show up, bro, I'm going to be pissed. The same way how Dragon Ball Evolution fucked up Dragon Ball Z for me, low-key. Like, bro, if you haven't watched any of those movies, I mean, I would tell you to watch it, but don't watch it, bro. Especially if you're, like, a fan of these shows. Don't watch that shit. You're just going to be mad at the end of the day. You're just going to be pissed. So, do yourself a favor, all right? But, yeah, that's going on with Netflix and Disney Plus, so I'm definitely excited for that. Hopefully everything goes well with all those announcements, all those shows go well, because I'm definitely gonna watch all of them, bro. And if one of them flops, I'm gonna be mad, bro. But moving on, Power Book 2 season 2 comes out next week on the 21st. I'm definitely excited for that. I want to see what the hell Tariq is going through this season. This man has been through a lot of shit. And it seems like he's about to, like, go through some crazy shit this season. So, I don't really want to speak on it too much. Because I low-key gotta, like, remember what happened last season. I still gotta, like, refresh my memory. But I'm definitely gonna be watching that. So, some podcast episodes I might talk about, you know, a little bit of spoilers in those episodes. So, you know, watch out for that. Watch out for that. Definitely. It's gonna be a good season. I feel like it's definitely gonna be a good season. Yeah, it's definitely gonna be a good season. Golly, I feel like I'm just going through these. I'm just going through these, man. Moving on, man. Spider-Man, not far from home, but like the new Spider-Man movie that's coming up. I even forgot what the title of that movie was called. Far from home, right? Yeah, it's Spider-Man Far From Home. But yeah, apparently this week, like, a lot of leaks have been dropping. I ain't gonna lie, I saw a picture of Andrew in a Spider-Man suit on, like, a movie screen, and I'm very excited. I didn't really get to see anything further than that. I didn't really try to, like, look for the leaks. Anytime something gets leaked, I don't really try to look for it. I feel like other people on my Twitter just be reposting it and just spoiling it for me. I don't want, bro, can you stop that? I don't want you to spoil it for me anymore, please. Like, I just want to go to the movies with no knowledge of what's going on and just be excited and come out the movies like, oh my gosh, that was like one of the best movies ever. Because me, I'm a big fan of Spider-Man. I love Spider-Man. And just to see this shit leaked, bro, it kind of made me mad, I'm not gonna lie. Wow, excuse me, golly. Like I said, bro, I'm sick. Where was I? But like I said, man, I don't get why people love leaking shit. Pause. But yeah, I don't get why people love doing that. It's just, why? Like, why you want to ruin the experience for everybody, man? Like, can I go somewhere without being spoiled about what's going on and, like, what's happening? Especially like a movie like this, like, I don't want to know what's happening. I want to go into the movies and be like, yo, like, what's gonna happen? Like, yo, is this gonna happen to Spider-Man? Oh snap, is Toby gonna be there? Oh snap, is Andrew gonna be there? Like, I want that excitement. And if when you see shit like that, it just doesn't make it exciting no more. And that's honestly, I mean, it still makes, I'm still gonna go and watch it. Like, I'm pretty sure most people are still gonna go and watch it, but like, that excitement is not there anymore because you just know what's gonna happen. Now you're just watching and just waiting to see when it happens. And I hate that shit. I really do. But yeah, people were trying to leak it. Thank God I dodged those leaks. Because, bro, if I saw, like, apparently it was like the plot being leaked, those pictures, like I said, were being leaked. And it's just like, why? Like, why do that shit, man? I don't know, man. But like, that was a little quick stuff. To end off, I want to talk about this Astroworld controversy that happened last week, that was last week, godly, I feel like 2 weeks ago. So, you know, as you know, 8 people died during Travis Scott Astroworld Festival. And, you know, Twitter went off on Travis Scott, you know, saying that he's a demon for not stopping the show. He's part of the Illuminati, he did blood sacrifices, yada, yada, yada. He's a terrible person. And honestly, seeing all that, we got to step back for a second and be like, well, let me tell you my thoughts on this, right? Travis Scott is to blame, but not, I can't put the deaths of those 8 people on him, particularly because he does influence the quote unquote rager culture. But at the same time, if you see, like, if you've been to a concert, right, if you've been into like the crowd of a concert, like, people act up regardless, no matter whose concert it is. Like, if there's like a general admissions like level, and like people are standing, like, people are gonna act reckless regardless, especially if it's a hip-hop artist, a pop artist, or maybe even an R&B artist. Like, niggas act reckless whenever, like, honestly, they just act reckless, right? So trying to blame Travis Scott of not stopping a concert, I can get it, but at the same time, you gotta see, bro, there was 50,000 plus people there. This man would have to unlock the Mangekyo Sharingan, the Byakugan, and fucking Batman vision and Superman vision just to see everything that's going on, bro. Like, he can't see what's happening all the way in the back of like his whole concert. Granted, there were ambulances in his view, and there are also videos of him stopping the show a couple of times to see what was happening. So to put all that blame on Travis Scott, I don't think is right, in my opinion. Here's how the blame should go. Travis Scott should get like about 30-35% of the blame. Security, Live Nation, and all them should get about like a good, what, 30-35% of the blame as well. Probably 40% of the blame. And the people that were there, yeah, y'all deserve like 30% of the blame as well. Those ragers, quote unquote, y'all deserve 30%, at least 30% of the blame, because, bro, you are in the crowd. If you see somebody fall, pick them up. If you see somebody, like, you know, suffocating, bro, help them. Like, it's niggas, like, bro, I swear to God, bro, like, it's really niggas that, like, talk all this shit on the internet, but, like, when shit is going down, they'll have their phones out recording this shit instead of actually calling the ambulance. Like, nigga, like, call the ambulance, call for help, bro. Try to help this person, try to help them stay alive, and maybe not all those people would have died or got injured. Like, real talk, like, you can't put 100% of blame on Travis, because Travis is not Superman, he's not Batman, bro. He can't save everybody. It's really up to the crowd to, you know, warn security, warn, you know, somebody in the ambulance, instead of just recording like, oh my god, stop the show, like, he's not stopping the show. Bro, help that person next to you, make sure they're okay, you know what I'm saying? Like, people, like, it's so sad, like, people actually, you know, I think one of the victims, like, tried to go, went to a concert for the first time, like, that was their first concert ever, and the fact that that's their first concert ever and they never came back, that's sad, bro. Like, that's terrible. And that's because of lack of planning. It can be put on Travis Scott for, you know, lack of planning and, you know, maybe not stopping the show at certain times. Okay, yeah. And the crowd, those ragers, like, bro, like, you're gonna sit here and act like, you're gonna sit here and blame Travis Scott, and but you're over here breaking into the concert without even paying for a ticket. Like, I saw people running over fences, like, taking out security, like, apparently there was somebody injecting somebody, people with drugs. Like, yo, that's wild. And we're gonna sit here and blame Travis Scott for that? No, that's on the people. Like, people need to take accountability too. That's not fair for Travis. And, like, bro, like, apparently Travis hasn't even left this house in, like, what, ever since it happened? So since Friday, he hasn't left this house, bro, because he's traumatized, because people are shitting on him for something for something that, for the most part, for, okay, for like half of the party he didn't really have control over. Because look, yes, it's his concert, yes, yes, it's his event, but he can't control people. At the end of the day, he can't control what people do. He can encourage people to do certain things, but like he can't control how people act and react towards situations. Like, he can't control that. So I think Twitter was a little bit too harsh on him personally. He deserved blame, like I said, but like, come on, to put eight people that died on him plus in counting, because we still don't know like what happened to the injured people. Like, some might still be in critical condition right now, so we still don't know like the real exact number, right? But to put that all on him, I don't think it's right personally. Really, it's Live Nation and people and holding the crowd accountable for their actions. That's my take on it, man. But damn, we did almost 30 minutes on here. I'm impressed. But yeah, man. Let me go get some rest, bro. Like I said, man, short episode. I'm sorry about that. Usually I like longer episodes. I like doing 30 to 40 minute episodes, but again, little sick, and it's been a slow week, bro, honestly. So this break is definitely gonna help out the podcast in terms of topics, for real, for real. But yeah, man, hope y'all enjoyed this episode, this little quick episode. I know I was a little bit all over the place. I'm sorry. We're gonna be better, definitely better next time. Again, follow me on socials. My business email will be in the description. Make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel, and hey man, drink some water or something, I don't know. Stay warm, you know, enjoy your Thanksgiving, enjoy Black Friday. I'm definitely about to cop some stuff. And yeah, I'll see you in the next one. Peace.